that's all right, Mr. Vice President.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello?
Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
I think you're weak because this administration. You're weak because your age and the Kennedys are just cutting at you and gutting you. And they'll, the Pierce Islanders and the others will do everything they can. You're weak on the war thing that Franklin Roosevelt Jr. gave us. And Kennedy exploited it and used it. And it's dirty. But you're weak on it, and McCarthy's weak on it. And Gore and Johnson are weak. Not as much, but you are. And you have to bear that in mind because you got to... You've got 500,000 that are coming out just regularly. They're just processing out of the 3 million. They're constantly coming out. So you're going to have to watch that. I would insist on about three things if I were you. Somebody that would really give me a clean civil rights that would match Agnew by just looking at them. The second thing, I'd get somebody that could give me some war thing. Now, third thing, I tried to hold the South if I could. I think if anybody can hold the East, you can. If you can't hold New York and Pennsylvania and Illinois, then none of us can. But somebody's got to hold it here. Lucy and Linda, all of us just talking today at lunch. And they just want to go in and lick stamps and speak molasses and talk to Southerners, hoping we can hold things. But I think what you've got to have, if you can, you've got to have somebody that's like you, that's loyal. Now, I wouldn't hesitate a second if Freeman was from New Hampshire or someplace, but he's not. You can't touch him, but you've got to have somebody like that. I wouldn't hesitate if Alan Boyd, but he's not colorful. He's tough and he's able, but I wouldn't hesitate to Ramsey Clark, but he's a Southerner and a Texan and very unpopular, so he can't touch those. Wouldn't hesitate Joe Fowler, but he would bore him to death, but he's loyal. You've got to have somebody, my friend, that'd be loyal to you, and a damn few of them that will. And you just keep gamble on that. And I'm getting it for you. I don't give a damn. I'm going to be here. I just don't want Muriel to have to come in and say I'm worried about what I saw on television tonight. And you've got to be sure of that. You can't trust your mother, Hubert.
Yes, I know.
I've trusted you, and some of our staff screwed things up and so forth, but your heart, and you've been right by my side. Now, you've got to get somebody that'll do the same thing. Do you have anybody else you'd consider?
I've kind of eliminated him, except Dick Hughes, and he's older than I am, and I figure that's too much.
Yes, that may be right. And you've got New Jersey and gangsterism.
Yep.
And contributions and things you've got to watch there. You wouldn't think of Hale.
Who?
Hale.
No, I think not.
All right. You wouldn't think of Sanford.
Well, I could, but I guess, you know, a guy gets himself kind of just after he weeds them all out. He gets down to a couple of them, and I guess that's about where I am. Now, I may have to junk the whole damn business. Start off from scratch here.
That's what I would do. You wouldn't think of Inouye. Tell me, what in the world could be wrong with Inouye?
Well, I just,
Did you see him 2 days there?
Huh?
Didn't you see those 2 days of that gavel?
Yes, I saw him. He was good.
God damn, he'd be with you every day and every night. In that Senate, he's popular, he's liked. You can get the Southerners to cooperate with you. He got 100% record with us. He's a Western God Almighty. I'd love sending him to California. I'd love to put him in Laredo, Texas. I wouldn't hesitate a bit to send him Jackson, Mississippi. I'd be glad to bring him out in New York. When they go talking about the war and us causing it all and doing things, I just let him walk out. Just stand there with his sleeve. He's got everything that I can think of that he's got, except he's from a small state.
Yeah.
And you've got to carry a big state. And if I couldn't,
I don't feel the country's quite ready for it, I guess.
No, I guess that's right. That may be.
Yeah.
That may be. That's what you got to think of.